Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the IFA is calling for the temporary suspension of the importation of timber from Scotland amid fears that a spruce bark beetle could be introduced here and cause widespread devastation. Jason Fleming is the IFA Farm Forestry Chair and he joins me now. You're very welcome, Jason. What's this all about?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Cormac. I suppose, look, it's plant health is a big issue for us as forestry farmers at the moment. I suppose what it's about is, look, there's a lot of imports coming in from Scotland. We have a great spruce, but as you just said, the great spruce bark beetle is widespread in Scotland at the moment. And there's three major mills in this country importing it. And I suppose all we're looking for here is to protect what we have within this country. I think that what we're saying is that the biosecurity measures that have been done on both sides are not up to scratch, and we're just looking to look at them, yeah.
If the bark beetle got in from Scotland, what damage would it do here?
If it gets in, we're no longer a pest free zone. As in, we have that in this country that we are pest free when it comes to, especially the thickest spruce. And look, it'll kill our, I suppose, kill our trees, our spruce trees, and I suppose it's spread through the plantations around the country, which is. Or most of the plantations in this country are thickest spruce. Up to 60% of the plantations are thickest spruce. Yeah,
but we need the timber from Scotland, presumably. Otherwise, we wouldn't be bringing it in for building, house building, and so on. Is there any way of checking the timber for bark beetle before it gets in?
But firstly, my understanding is we have plenty of timber in this country at the moment to supply the mills in a temporary basis until we get to upgrade our security measures, biosecurity measures. The checks that are done that we want to do coming in, I suppose, we want to debark on the Scottish side and maybe Kim and Droid, which means that you bring the log up to a certain temperature that you kill every pest on the log.
That's not being done, Jason, at the moment, is it?
No, it's not being done. No, the checks are being done. There's a visible check, and there's bark beetle boxes being checked morning, evening, and stuff like that within the site in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And there's on the Irish side, and there's visible checks. A percentage of the load is checked visibly, and that's not good enough from our point of view.
But
we need to protect.
It's widespread in Scotland, you say, as being imported already. The timber, so this could be here already. The bark beetle.
Well, the department and the minister are saying it's not, but they are importing from a pest-free zone in Scotland.
Okay.
So, but what we're saying there is we're not happy with that. For the simple fact is, the zone is spreading in Scotland where the bark beetle is active. So we have to protect what we have. And I suppose our biggest problem with this country is if it does come in, there don't seem to be plan B. We see what happened with ash dieback, going back to the last 12 years. It has come in. Most of the crops are dead, if not dead. So, and there's no real compensation package. There's no real support for farmers.
Yeah.
And we can't have that for over 60% of the crop in this country if the likes of this beetle gets into the sites. Yeah.
Well, I certainly understand your concerns. All right. That's Jason Fleming, IFA Farm Forestry Chair. Thank you, Jason, very much indeed for joining us.